Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast. It's, I don't know what day it is. I think it's the 4th of January, but I'm joined by the Queen of Crypto
it's
Charts.
Thursday.
Yeah, that's it. So you are the Duchess of the Charts. That's on AIM and stuff like that, and you know, and listed stocks in the UK. But you are the Queen of the Crypto Charts. Let's be honest. I saw you tweet something yesterday about ladies getting into crypto, but they're not like idiot men who just show their Lambos
Bragging
and all
about their Lambos.
Yeah. And you got like 500 likes on it. That's unbelievable.
That tells me that there really are more women out there.
Yeah, well, no, I liked it as well, because there's nobody. Even men are saying, "You men who are doing that, all you men who have like profile pictures of big flashy cars and thing." The rest of us think you're a bit simple, you know. It's not about that, is it, really? Just put your face up there. If you want to be an honest, transparent person, you know, just put your face up there. We don't have a picture of a Lamborghini. It's probably not yours anyway, you know. So, yeah, so you're saying, I think women have the, I mean, a lot of the time I see women making good investments on AIM, and they don't brag too much either. They don't bang on about it, you know, that men do. Men like, yeah, I just made this. And that's me included. I do that as well, though. But
there's
yeah.
some really good followers. I only know them by their first names, Diana and Marina.
Yeah, Marina, yeah. Right. Diana, yes.
Exactly. So really good followers on Twitter, I agree, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so let's look at some stocks. So first and foremost, like I said, you keep killing it. You got, by the way, if you want to get into trading cryptocurrency, which is very hot, and I've been saying that Nicholas, you've been doing it for a while now, but this is the tip of the iceberg. But like I said, when I talk to people outside the investing community, there's only a few of them have heard of Bitcoin, you know. I mean, they've heard of it because it's been on the news, because it's hit, you know, a record like 20
days.
But most of these people don't understand that more cryptocurrencies exist. They think that's it, you know. But so
there's
I think
like
there's
2,000.
Yeah, we're at the start of this, you know, really at the start. But if you want to learn to trade cryptocurrencies, Nicola is a girl. She does hold, a daily sort of. A live session with? Go through it. What do you do?
A couple of times a day. Yeah, I teach them a strategy to trade it and then give real-time examples.
Yeah.
When you keep showing someone the same thing every day, then like it becomes ingrained. It's a good way to learn, I think.
Yeah, so Nicholas,
plus they look at real-time examples so they can make money while they learn.
Yeah, exactly. So Nicola's the lady. Just joined a course there, and you have to pay, but hopefully you'll make, and we'll pay in insignificant.
I think everyone thinks that, you know, Bitcoin's rallied so far, but we're seeing quite a good correction. I think it'll give us a really good opportunity to buy in a few weeks or so. So
yeah, you can trade it. Like, so you don't need to get
good times.
You're not going to get 6,000% on everything. I mean, you know, if you look for a decent percentage gain on, you know, 10-20% here and there every trade, you can make a lot of money doing that. You know, so it's. It's just knowing where to get in, isn't it? And where to get out and where to put your stop losses or whatever. So, anyway, so, yeah, but do you know what? Another thing, I bought some shares actually, because I did get into crypto a little bit, didn't I? And then I can't be bothered because I don't really know much about it. And I like to research fundamentals of a story of a stock. So it doesn't appeal to me too much because they all seem to be doing the same kind of thing. I don't understand. I can't decipher which is good and which is bad, you know, which is going to be a good business. I think at the moment, it doesn't matter.
I think you have to be really picky because there seem to be people that stick anything or blockchain on their name or ICO, anything. You know, there's some crazy ideas. And yet, at the moment, because it's a bull, you know, in a strong enough wind, right, even turkeys will fly. And people are giving money to these ridiculous projects. Yeah. But some of them are really cool and they're really going to be something. And the ones I like are the infrastructure plays, the ones that build blockchain better and faster. Those, I think, are going to be the ones that will take over from Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Yeah. And do you know what? Like I said, I did try a little bit. But do you know what? It's not easily accessible, like you said before we hit the record
button.
Very difficult. Yeah, it's not like just, you know, you can get a stockbroker within 5 minutes. You can go online. If your bank does a stockbroker arm, you can pretty much open an account online within 5 minutes. Doesn't take a lot. But setting up, you know, to be able to trade cryptocurrencies, it's a drag. It really is.
It's a real drag.
I know. And I think as soon as and that's one reason why I honestly think once it becomes more accessible and it's more user-friendly to the masses, it'll really take off then. You know, the money will really pour into it. But if, like me, you can't be bothered, and I couldn't be bothered, I just bought some shares in Kryptonite One a while back, and which is a company that trades in them, you know, and they've been doing brilliantly well. And they're interims, and this is the period up until the 30th of June, which is like 6 months ago, obviously more than that now. They turned a profit of 4 million. And their market cap is only 12 million. So a third of their market cap is profit. And I'm thinking, since that time, Nick, you know, since June, the summer of June, cryptos have been going mental, haven't they?
Mental.
So then this company is investing bigger. So I'm assuming they're going to be doing very well since then. So that's my easy routine. I've just invested in a company that does trades cryptos and invests in cryptos. But they've got a lot of guys there who know their stuff. So I quite like that. Okay, let's look at some AIM stocks. Echo Energy is the first one by the news out. Nick, what do you reckon on the chart there of Echo?
Echo Energy, long-term downtrend, as we've discussed, you know, and then a really good bottom in 2016 and then 2017. I'm looking at a weekly chart. 2017 was the year of the recovery.
Yeah, ignore pretty much everything before that. It's a change in different management and all that and different assets bringing on board. So it's pretty much, if you look at the short term, so almost mid-2017, I think it was, it changed over, I think, something like that. So, yeah.
That's okay, mid-2017 then is when we got our game on. So, you know, we've had a rally and a pullback. I'm looking for this one to turn higher now. I think it's trying. You see how on the RSI, we haven't come all the way back to the bottom, but we've come to the 50, the midpoint, and turned higher. That centerline 50 level on an RSI is very often a pivot, and it works just as well as the highs and the lows. So all of these moving averages anyway in Echo Energy say that we go higher from here. So I think it looks really good. I'm going to do Fibonacci from the highs to the lows that we've made. And you can see that we're in this sort of 61.8, 38.2 range. So the top of the range is back to 20. If we get a close, that's where I think that we rally to on this bullish turnaround, back to 20. And if we get a close above 20, then I think that that's the bullish reversal we're looking for. And I'm looking for 31.72 and then 38.
Okay, next one, MySquare. There was rumours of a takeover from a columnist somewhere, and then the company came out and says they had received an offer, but they're not, you know, happy with that, or their strategy isn't that, to build shareholder value by not being taken over. So it went up crazy yesterday. It's come back a bit today, but where's the pull? Where's the support here, Nick?
Okay, so it went up crazy yesterday, but it closed above a really important resistance level, and it closed above the 200-day moving average. So for me, this was a big deal yesterday, and today we've continued higher. The high today, though, and this is a little bit of a concern, I'm going to go back to normal candles. The high today was 50% of the entire decline from this summer's highs. And so that is a little bit of a resistance, and the support is at 2.66. I think that we should find support around 2.66, 2.5, and continue higher today. That's just literally half of the big impulse move that we saw yesterday, for me, it's the start of a bigger move higher.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, the next one is Prospects Oil and Gas, PXOG. It's a request there. What do you reckon on PXOG, Nicola?
Yeah, another one that's grinding along, trying to bottom. The first resistance was 0.983, and that's where we failed in December. I think that we're seeing signs that we're turning higher again, and we're going to retest that level. If we can get above 0.983, we're at 0.66 now. We should rally back to there, and a daily close above 0.983 takes us to 1.378 and 1.75. So the big round number one effect really works in this Prospects Oil and Gas. That's where we're looking for. So 0.983, round number one is going to be the magnet pulling us higher.
Lovely. Okay, update today on SDX Energy. And I think there's a bit of pullback on it. I read through quite a lot of updates today, and I forgot what they said, but there's something about something. But it's a Morocco update. But what do you reckon on SDX? It's down about 6%.
Yeah, SDX. You know, when you look at this chart, all three of the daily moving averages are completely flat. The 200-day, and they're all right at the same price, which is between 51 and 52. The 200-day, the 20-day, the 50-day. That says quite clearly this is a price going nowhere. So we've had a little of a dip below it today. But no, this one needs some momentum to break it out of the range. I think that a move like low, if we don't make a new low, and that by that I mean below the December lows and below 46, then I think that potentially we go back to the top of the range, but only above 58 would I get excited in the stock. It needs some momentum to trigger the next leg of upswing. You know, it's in an uptrend. We had the big uptrend, you know, 2016 into mid sort of 2017. Now we're in the correction, and we just need something to trigger the next leg of uptrend.
Lovely stuff. And the last one I put in is at the moment it's not a popular stock, but I like this, and I did buy a couple of shares today on their update. They did an update, and their trading update said their revenue is going to be up, and their profit is going to be up. And this is a previous update. Now, what I like about this is, what's one of the biggest problems we have environmentally at the moment, Nick, in our seas? What do you think?
Plastic.
Yes. This company has an additive. This is genius. An additive that makes plastic smart and biodegradable. I don't think it works. And I think, yeah, and they've got contracts with Saudi and Saudi Arabia and all that. Now it's illegal to make plastic without this kind of composition in it. And I'm thinking, this has got to go everywhere, surely. A 22 million market cap, turnover about sort of £8 million pounds a year. But I think that's going to go bananas, because they had three divisions. But I've noticed they started concentrating on this plastic biodegradable division, because that's where all the press is, isn't that? That's what's happening. Even David Attenborough, the Blue Planet, started mentioning it. And I'm thinking, that is phenomenal. If they could get some big contracts here, it'd be transformational. So I like them. SYM is the ticker. And maybe a little pricey at the moment, 22 million off revenue of like sort of 8 million. But I think that one decent contract here could go bananas, because it's phenomenal. It's a huge problem we got with plastic. And someone said, apparently, it's a dumper truck of plastic every minute gets dumped into our oceans. Every minute, a dumper truck of plastic. So that's nuts, isn't it? So anyway, SYM, what do you reckon, Nick? SYM.
Okay, so SYM, lovely rally started 2017, and then again a correction that came back to 50% of the rally. That's bullish. I'm looking for the uptrend to resume. Now, this bullish breakout that we've got today took us out of this wedge consolidation. As long as we stay above 14, I'm super bullish. I look for it to continue higher from here, and my target is 24.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Nicola. And by the way, you can see this video, if you listen to the podcast, at the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Lovely. I'll tell you what, Nick, you can help this. I've just sent out a little link, actually, saying, because this is inspired by Dan, who's on Twitter, and he said a couple of mates just want to get into investing. What advice would you give? And lots of people give advice. And so if you had to give one line of advice to a new investor or trader, you know, what kind of thing would you say to them?
What kind of thing would I say to
them? Yeah, one line. Something quite simple. I said, I'll explain it. I said, Dan, learn about risk. Because essentially, how much money you have, I said, you can't control the stock market. You can't control the price of the company you're invested in. But you can control your exposure to it. And so that's the amount of risk, essentially, you know, and look at risk reward and understand that. So, so it's worth doing. But what would you give? One line of advice to anyone, what would you say, a new investor or new trader, Nicola?
I would say learn a simple trend following system.
There we are. Yeah, trend is your friend, exactly.
Trend is your friend, yeah.
And you can't, a trend is a very strong momentum, isn't it, behind that? So always worth doing. And I tell you what, do you know anyone, by the way, Nicola, who has a course who can teach you about trends? Do you know anyone at all? Is it anyone just off the top of your head? Anyone called Nicola Duke? Lovely. Thanks, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Bye.
It's the last day of the week tomorrow, it's odd. Anyway, bye-bye.
Hooray!
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.